My name is John Esser, and I am a chef consultant for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board.
And John, you've prepared a wonderful table of different cheeses and cheese combinations and recipes. Let's go down the line of what you've made today.
Okay, well, we have a number of different cheeses from the different companies in Wisconsin. I think that, what do we have here, 34 different types of cheeses. And I want to mention that Pleasant Ridge Reserve is over here. That I have paired with some dried cranberries. Interesting enough, that cheese just won for the third time at the American Cheese Society out in Seattle. And no cheese has ever done that before. Actually, no cheese has ever won twice, so now it's won three times.
What type of cheese is that?
It's kind of an Alpine-style cheese. It's made down in Dodgeville by Uplands Cheese Company.
What else?
All right, we have some different style smoked cheeses. We have a smoked Gouda. We also have a smoked Swiss over here. We've got a couple of different cheddars. We've got a brie that I've put a little peppercorns on to give it a little bite. That brie is, of course, from it's a president-style cheese, and it's made in from Lactalis Cheese Company.
That's an interesting way to do brie because most people pair it with fruit, and that's kind of a savory angle.
Sure. Yeah, you can do it with also with different chopped-up herbs is a real nice way to go also.
And John, you have an interesting queso, a cheese dip, but you have an unusual vegetable that and it's delicious, by the way.
Yeah, you know, I've got zucchinis in the garden, and everybody has too many zucchinis this time of year. What I did was I took some zucchinis and shredded them up, and then I made a queso dip with it with some four-year-old cheddar from Widmer and also some cream cheese.
And did you cook the zucchini before you put it in there?
Actually, no. I just wanted to get that really fresh flavor in there. And what I did do was I refrigerated it overnight and let some of the moisture come out of it.
This is something that a home chef could easily do.
Sure, definitely.
And on down the line.
All right, we have a couple cheeses from Marieke, Holland-style Goudas. They're mild, or their six-month-old one. And then we also have their fenugreek-style cheese, which is a fenugreek seed. It's kind of used in a lot of Indian dishes. Very kind of almost like a maple-y flavor.
All right, what else?
Okay, we also have a brick cheese from Widmer's, which is a surface-ripened brick. We've got that paired with some stone-ground mustard and some onions. Also, putting that on some rye bread. Very traditional way to do it. Of course, the brick cheese that is a German-style surface-ripened, that's sort of a cousin to Limburger.
You talked about some water rind cheeses. Do you have any of those on display?
Wash rind cheese.
Wash rind.
And that is one of those. Yes, the brick cheese does have that wash on the outside, so it has that really nice earthy flavor. Next to that, down on the bottom there, we've got a Bellavitano, which has a Merlot soak on the outside. So they take their cheese, Sartori takes their cheese, a Bellavitano, and then which is kind of an Italian cheese that has more of a cheddar type mouthfeel, but it also has a sort of a Asiago Gruyere type flavor. Now they take that and they put that in some Merlot and let it soak so it has that nice rind on the outside and just a little bit of the hint of flavor Merlot. They also do that with raspberry beer, so that's kind of a neat one too.
So you want to eat the rinds on those.
Definitely. Next to that we have a Gran Queso that's paired with a dried pineapple. I really like that combination. Gran Queso is a cheese from Rothkäse that's kind of made in the style of a Manchego, but it is a cow's milk cheese, not a sheep's milk. So it doesn't have a real big bite at the end. And then we can move down here. Okay, so we've got a cheese that's an aged provolone that I put on some crusty garlic toast paired with a bruschetta topping, which is a nice combination for a fall dish.
And that's a simple, people hear bruschetta, they may not know what it is, but that's a simple tomato, chopped tomato sauce with some herbs?
Yes, mainly basil, some onions, there's some, of course, some different types of seasoning, some pepper and things in there, salt, but it is mainly just chopped tomatoes on top of the crusty bread with the provolone.
And you've done some amazing things with grilled cheese. I mean, the apple combination. Tell us about that.
Well, these two cheese sandwiches are on the Grilled Cheese Academy website. We also have a Cheeseburger Society website. The first one is a bacon blue cheese sandwich, and this has a blue cheese cream cheese mixture and then it has some bacon in it and some smoked Gouda. And then on the outside, after you butter the bread, I put a little dried onion in there.
Delicious, delicious.
The next one, of course, is the Appleton on the website. And not many people really think about doing an apple grilled cheese sandwich, but this is kind of a natural combination when you think about apple pie with cheese on it, some cheddar cheese. So this is cheddar cheese, apples that have been sautéed in butter, finished with a little cognac. The recipe does say that the cognac is optional, but not for me. So then it has the cheese in there, the cheddar cheese, and then it has walnuts and caramel sauce.
It's delicious, and certainly you couldn't be in Wisconsin and talk about cheese and not talk about cheese curds.
Sure. And down at the end of the table here, we have a number of cheeses from people that are selling cheese downstairs in the trade show area. We have Ellsworth, we have Mouse House, we have Organic Valley and Kramer Cheese, and Burnett Dairy. So we've got some of their cheeses up here, and of course Ellsworth does a whole bunch of different flavors of curds.
Well, it's a great spread. Thanks for sharing it with us.
All right, I appreciate it.